Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And if you're a fan of combat sports, we got all the results. Showtime Boxing, ESPN2 Friday night. How about the big UFC card? We'll be talking a lot of UFC in this hour. That's right, the UFC, the Bellator Fighting Championships from this past Thursday night. We got a lot of MMA to cover. Just a few fights in boxing, but straight up, we're going almost all MMA in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The UFC on Fox 6, a big success as far as the career of the champion Demetrius Johnson's concerned. Rocked early, came back, retained the title. No question about it. He is a guy to be dealt with. We'll talk about the fight a little bit more in detail in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, boxing. Boxing was on Showtime. Showtime is picking up the mantle, trying to, you know, they're sort of like the Avis rent-a-car, Avis to Hertz. You know, Hertz always is number one and Avis is number two. Well, Showtime's sort of like the Avis of cable networks when it comes to the sport of boxing. But they come up with some fantastic fights in Showtime Championship Boxing. I mean, they're doing a better job, I think, than HBO is. I mean, HBO is smart enough to let Larry Merchant go. Not a good move. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk, of course, airs Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money, and you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, Vegas! Listen on KSHB K-Shop, 1400 AM down there in Sin City. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk about the boxing first. The weekend was topped, of course, by Lucas Matisse, 33-2 now, 31 KOs, knocked out Mike Dallas in the first round. And I sort of predicted this. Well, I did. I said this was a one-sided fight and that, you know, the favorite from down south of the border is from South America, is a better fighter than Dallas, no question about it. Dallas now 19-2-1, 8 KOs, couldn't punch. He was like Manny Pacquiao in the first round. Manny Pacquiao got knocked out in the fifth round or the sixth round, but the bottom line is he was like Manny Pacquiao tonight. In other words, he was snoring in the very first round. Time was 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Jesus Soto Carras, a 10-round winner, UD over Selçuk Aydın, 23-2 now, 17 KOs. They called him Little Tyson. Remember, last July he went into the snake pit, actually the shark pond, the San Jose HP Pavilion, and took on a guy that lives about 25 miles from the HP Pavilion, and Robert the Ghost Guerrero. And Guerrero, moving up from lightweight, wasn't thought of as much as a welterweight, but guess what? He beat Aydın and then followed it up with a win over Andre Berto. But Aydın, a loser. Saturday night, 97-93, 97-93, 95-95. That's part of Showtime Championship Boxing. Friday night, pretty good fights as well. You know, I mean, just you got to give it to those promoters in boxing. I mean, they realize that MMA is breathing down their neck, that MMA is taking off, and they're trying to do their thing. And you know, they say, well, we have a different audience. That's what they always say. Well, it's combat sports, and I don't think that they have a different audience. I really don't. Brian Vera was the winner Friday night. I sort of predicted this one, too. I don't want to boast. It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth anyway. It just ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. Vera now 22-6, 13 KOs. Well, what can I say? He was just no match, absolutely no match. For Serbi Dzenek, 37-2-1, 24 KOs. That was Friday night. Man, I mean, Vera put it all together. And Vera's a guy that, of course, came from The Contender. Remember the TV show The Contender? What did that air? Like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago? But the NBC pilot, of course, and Sylvester Stallone, Ray Leonard were part of that. And, you know, that was a huge success. Then it went to ESPN, and it floundered, a reality show that did not work. Also, Friday night, we changed networks, go to ESPN2. Demetrius Andrade was the winner. 19-0 now, 13 KOs, a one-sided 10-round nod over Freddie Hernandez. I told you this. If you read the website, ringtalk.com, you know that I'm the best handicapper in boxing, and it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. Hernandez, 30-4, 20 KOs. Just not, I think, on the same level of Andrade. Andrade is unbeaten, 19-0, 13 KOs. The future looks good for this young man. As far as, I want to chuckle about this. As far as Hernandez is concerned, I always thought that he was one of those guys that was just overrated. Ava Knight. We'll have Ava Knight on next week's show. And speaking of next week's show, if you're an MMA fan, you probably want to tune into this because we'll have Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar will be on next week's show, and I'll have a UFC surprise guest as well. And we're going to come up with a show in 2 weeks. We're bringing Yaki Lopez. Now, listen, not too many boxers fight for the world championship a few times and almost destroy the champion and not get the title. But, you know, Yaki Lopez is one of those guys. Not the best-looking guy in the world by any means, okay? I mean, he came and he fought with his face at times, but he'll be on the show in a couple weeks. Want to honor the great Yaki Lopez from Stockton, California. Right, Stockton, California, folks. Fat city. the Leonard Gardner novel. Remember that? I know Leonard Gardner. Leonard lives here in the San Francisco Bay Area. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We switched to the world of mixed martial arts, folks, and it was an exciting night. That's right. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson. They call him Mighty Mouse, but guess what? He's no Mighty Mouse, folks. I mean, he's no mouse. He's mighty. He is the UFC 125-pound champion as well. Came into the fight, you know, a slight favorite. I mean, just a slight favorite over John Dodson. But John Dodson, he sort of got beaten. I mean, it was an early, he scared him early. I'll put it this way. Dodson had some moments in the first round, but after that, it was all about the champion. 49-26, 49-46, and 48-47 twice for Johnson, retaining the title in front of his hometown crowd there in Chicago, Illinois. And my prediction of Rampage Jackson's demise. That's right, I'm talking about, you know, Quentin Rampage Jackson. My prediction of his demise was not off mark, folks. That's right. He lost to a young man by the name of Glover Teixeira. Remember that name. I think he's going to be a guy to be reckoned with at 205 pounds. I mean, Glover is, he's a jiu-jitsu guy. He can box. He can take you down. He can fight on the ground. And as far as Jackson's concerned, Rampage, I said there was no Rampage left in him. In other words, stick a fork in him. Well, Glover stuck a fork in him, and that was on UFC Fox. That's it from the sixth episode now, UFC Fox. It's evolving into its own little world, the UFC. It's going to Fox. It's going to FX Cable. I mean, you've got the pay-per-view cards for the hardcores, but for the average fan, somebody who doesn't want to spend a lot of money each month to see world-quality mixed martial arts fighting, you've got it. You've got it on the UFC with on FX Cable. And then you've got, of course, Thursday nights with the Bellator Fighting Championship. And you got to take your hat off to Mr. Bjorn Rebney, the CEO. Of course, he sold that company to the Viacom, you know, the cable company, and for millions of dollars, man. I mean, Bjorn got rich on this. He's now the CEO. He's got a minority share, but he's making a lot of money. He's putting together cards Thursday night on Spike TV. A lot of these cards are tournament cards. What I mean by tournament cards is you've got guys fighting each other in order to move on. The loser, he goes home. The winner, he fights another time. Eventually, they get a title shot. If you win a tournament, you get a shot at the title. Speaking of the title, man, Ben Askew, people aren't going to be talking. You know, he's a geeky-looking guy. He really is. I mean, extremely geeky. But don't let that geeky smile fool you. The story's at ringtalk.com, but don't let that geeky smile fool you. I'm telling you, he is a bad, bad dude, and he's undefeated. A lot of guys don't get undefeated 11-0. 11-0 fighting good guys. He is a guy to watch in the world of mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, of course, upcoming next Saturday, of course, we're talking UFC 156. God, all these pay-per-views coming at you. And then later in the month, Ronda Rousey making her UFC debut on pay-per-view from the Anaheim, the Honda Center in Anaheim, California, taking on Lynn Carmacci. And Lynn's big statement in this is that she's coming out of the closet, or she's publicly portraying the fact that she's a lesbian. Big deal. We don't want to care. We don't care about your sexuality. Can you fight? Can you prevent an armbar? Can you not get submitted in the first round? That's what this fight in February is all about. Introducing Ronda to the UFC crowd, of course, with big-time promotion, big-time advertising, big-time public relations push. Okay, Carmacci, nice story. You know, you're gay. So what? Can you fight? That's what I want to know. I don't care who you sleep with at night. Seriously. But Ronda Rousey, of course, is the main attraction now in the world of mixed martial arts. And you'll see. I think this pay-per-view move was a bad, bad choice on the part of the people at Zuffa Sports that run the UFC. I think it was a bad choice. I think they should have put Ronda on Fox TV, one of these Fox cards, expose her to the entire world so women could watch her for free, and then women would pay to watch her on pay-per-view. You can't get to the masses unless you tease them a little bit. Sort of like a crack dealer. You give them a little crack, they want to buy more. That's what you do with the UFC. That's the way you should have marketed Ronda Rousey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, folks. Hello to the folks down there in San Bernardino, California. Listen on KRAK. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coast to coast, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The best things in life are free.
Are you an inventor or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Another right hand by Curry and a left behind it.
He's beaten Mike McCollum to the punch. That's what's happening.
And a left hand by Curry. A left hand again by Curry. We saw it between rounds last time, between the last two rounds. There was a good right hand by McCollum.
That would definitely turn the tables around, I'll tell you.
Left hand by McCollum, counter punch. There was the right again, right up over the top.
He's not giving angles at all. He's directly in front of Donald. Shot up. You see, he's not going straight back. Left, right, left hook. Beautiful shot.
Took a step to his left, just exactly as you were saying a moment ago he should be doing.
Exactly.
The winner of his sixth straight title defense, still junior middleweight champion of the world, Mike McCollum.
A left hook heard around the world, 1987. Man, I think it was July. I was there with the family in Las Vegas. It was indoors at the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion. My ex-wife was with me. That's the only bad thing about the entire trip. The ex-wife was there. Nah, just kidding. Of course, my stepfather, my late stepfather, mother, sister. I mean, we were all in the house to watch Mike McCollum launch that left hook. Of course, behind on points, but I just thought he was... you know, doing his thing against a smaller fighter, Donald Curry, trying to wear him down, making him fight. Of course, Mike McCallum going 49-5, one draw, 36 KOs, a champion at 154, 160, and 175 pounds. His three of his five losses, two were very controversial to James Toney. And then, of course, James Toney, the draw, and then the loss with James Toney. And he lost three of his last four. But in 1997, that was 10 years past his peak. You know, when he was on, he was the body snatcher. Now, to discuss the career of Mike McCallum, I bring in boxing writer Kevin Perry. Kevin, underrated, does that best explain or define the career of Mike McCallum?
Well, he's very underrated. And I think you make a case, if he was an American fighter, I mean, he'd be up there with a lot of the all-time greats. And I think he is technically one of the best fighters of probably the last 30, 40 years. I mean, the guy was had all the technical ability. He had the physical ability to go along with it. He had one of the best chins that I can remember. I mean, I think I've only seen him knocked down once or twice in his whole career. And those weren't really big knockdowns. I mean, he's an excellent all-around fighter. One of the type of fighter, if I was a trainer, I would teach my fighter to fight the way he fights. He's really busy, throws a good jab, good right hand, good left hook. Everything about him was pretty masterful, and that's why they call him the professor.
Yeah, they also call him the body snatcher. I mean, he went downstairs. He was committed to working the body, something few fighters today really do. I mean, you see a lot of headhunting in boxing in the 21st century.
Oh, yeah, definitely. His body punching was kind of what he used, and a lot of fighters nowadays, they don't use it, but the body punching sets up a lot of the head punches. It sets up the combinations. It kind of keeps guys, you know, their left or their right hand low, depending on whether a southpaw or a conventional fighter. So, I mean, he really had all the tools in the book as far as a boxer. He really knew how to draw guys into the shots, and that knockout he had over Donald Curry, that was kind of what he was doing a lot of the time. I mean, he absorbed a lot of the shots that Curry was throwing, but Curry was a smaller guy. He couldn't really hurt him. And that left hook just, it seemed like it came out of nowhere. I mean, it was one of the best knockouts that happened in the 80s and possibly the 90s also.
Okay. We'll talk about the James Toney fights in a minute. Of course, in 1988, he lost a decision to Sambu Kalembe. Of course, Kalembe, the guy that got chilled with one punch. I mean, boom, lights out. He was sleeping by Michael Nunn in Reno, Nevada. Remember that night? That was the night, it was Vegas. Was it Vegas or was it Reno? Take that back. I think it was Vegas because we were at a bar afterwards, and Ray Leonard taunted Michael Nunn, and Michael Nunn taunted Ray, and they went back and forth, and Ray was trying to get in Michael Nunn's head at the time. But he did lose to Colin Bay in 1988 and came back in 1991 and beat him. And then he had the draw with James Toney and then lost a fight with James Toney. And a lot of people thought that, you know, he won both those fights. We'll talk about the 1991 draw. And, of course, a couple of fights later in 1992, he loses a majority decision to James Toney in Reno, Nevada. And the scores with Joe Cortez as referee, the retired Joe Cortez. Happy retirement, Judge. 117-110, Doug Tucker, Tom McDonough, 117-110. And Phil Herman, 114-114. So he lost wide on two scorecards and was draw even on the other. McCallum thinks he got ripped off in those fights. He's told me that time and time again. You know, he thinks he really did. He thinks he got ripped off. What do you think?
About that first fight, I thought James Toney, in my mind, I thought he clearly won the first fight. It was very close. I thought Toney closed it out. I mean, it was a very even bout. Toney landed cleaner shots. Mike McCallum normally in most of his fights, he's a very busy fighter. I think that's one of his best assets is he's technically very good, but he leaves a very good impression in judges' minds in a lot of rounds. He's always throwing the jab. He's throwing a lot of punches. He's defensively sound. He doesn't get hit clean a lot. The rematch is the fight that I think he really got ripped off. I thought he outfought James Toney a lot of those rounds. Toney kind of looked a little bit lethargic in a lot of that bout. I thought Toney fought a really excellent fight against very seasoned professional the first time around. And I don't think Toney got ripped off in the first fight. I think he deserved to win that one. So I think that those two fights. I think both guys, it should have been 1-1. I think they had a third fight when
McCallum
was way past his prime. So that fight, you kind of throw out the window there.
Well, you can. I think you can throw three of his last four fights, the three of his last four losses, 95 to Fabrice Tiozzo, a decision in 12. Of course, that was in France. Who's going to win over there? Unless you take the referee with you. And Roy Jones, he lost a unanimous nod in 12 in Panama.
Just to let me bring something up, I thought that fight with Jones, even though he lost pretty clearly, I think he kind of exposed Jones. He showed a lot of other fighters the way to beat Jones. I think if Mike McCallum was a bit younger, I think he would have beat him. I just don't think he had the and plus he was kind of fighting at a weight that wasn't really that comfortable for him at that time.
No,
but
I mean, cruiserweight was never his call. You
I think they fought at 175 for that bout, but McCallum just kind of looked slow. He didn't look like he could sustain a 12-round bout against a guy that like Roy Jones, who, you know, he had so much speed, he had the youth, and McCallum was kind of relying on his experience in that bout.
Yep. Roy Jones Jr. talking about fighting Steve Collins. Let's go off the subject here of Mike McCallum. I think we stated why he is a Hall of Fame fighter, of course, a great fighter and a pretty good trainer. We'll try to get him on the show in the near future, but I got about 2.5 minutes left here. Steve Collins wants to come back. I think he's like 48 years old, former middleweight title holder. He beat some good guys in his time, okay? And he wants to come back and fight Roy Jones Jr. Now, I've said this time and time again, if Roy keeps pushing the envelope, he's going to get hurt. I mean, he's been neurologically short-circuited on more than one occasion. Everybody knows, and now you hear about it, the NFL guys being hurt by these concussive syndrome conditions, so getting concussions on top of concussions. So Roy Jones has had his share of concussions. What I'm trying to say is, man, this fight shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I don't think it should be happening, but in this case, I guess you could say, this fight just totally favors Jones. I don't think Steve Collins could beat Roy Jones when they were in their prime. And Steve Collins, he was a pretty decent fighter. He had a lot of heart. He had good chin. You know, decent fighter. Not a decent fighter. He was a very good fighter. But a lot of the guys that he beat that were top-level fighters, he beat them past their prime. And he beat Chris Eubank. He beat Nigel Benn. Probably the best fighter I think he fought was Mike McCallum, but he was Steve Collins wasn't in his prime. Mike McCallum was closer to his prime at that time, and he beat him pretty decisively. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I just don't really see much of a point for Collins. I know Roy is way past his prime, but Collins hasn't fought in, what, like 10-plus years?
Yep.
I just don't really see the point. And if Roy Jones somehow gets knocked out, I mean, that just doesn't look good. So, I mean, unless both guys can make decent money, this fight really has no point as far as the history of boxing. I mean, this is a fight to get both guys a little bit of money, and I think Roy Jones, he's having some financial issues. So that's probably what this fight's all about. I don't see what Steve Collins needs to have this fight for. I think he does pretty well, and I think he's an announcer now.
He is an announcer. KP, let me wrap this up by saying thank you so much. I talk to you soon. Of course, keep up the good work, and I will check in with you in the midweek.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's a discount for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. We also have accident-free discounts.
You give people one free accident?
Not quite. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh,
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
We'll be right back.
The Slick Guitar, my buddy, Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Palm Springs, California, where the weather is 80 degrees. I'm sorry, from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, where the weather is 9 degrees. We'll talk about Mr. Pat Barry. Pat, when are you going back into training, or are you now?
Well, what's called? All I've been doing ever since my fight, as soon as the fight was over with, I had to get right back home and get ready for Rose's fight. She had her first pro Invicta fight in Invicta card, and after mm-hmm. that was over with, as soon as we got back from that, we went straight out to the MMA Awards, came back from that, drove to New Orleans to go and see my mom. I haven't been home in like a year. We just got back in town. We're taking a few days off, but we're leaving Wednesday for Las Vegas. I have do a few appearances at the UFC in Las Vegas coming up. Once that is over with next weekend, we will be done. I'll be back into training after I get back in town next weekend.
Okay.
So right now, kind of a sit-down vacation going on for the next 2 days until we leave town.
Before we talk UFC, let's talk Bellator. I don't know if you've seen any of these cards, but the Bellator Fighting Championship started on Spike TV 2 weeks ago. They've had two cards. This past Thursday night, Ben Askren kept his MMA record unbeaten. I think he's 11-0 now. He took a bar to a guy named Carl Amasu, who came to fight at 16-5-2. And King Mo was on the card. I don't think a lot of King Mo, Muhammad Lawal. But the fights, they seem to be put together nice. And I think the Bellator, the tournament style, I like that. What do you think of it?
You know what? From what I've been hearing from everybody, because I only saw a few, I was only able to catch a few of the fights. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing from people that, like, didn't the last Bellator card, like, kept almost all finishes, except for Ben Askren's fight? Like, didn't almost everybody get done in, get finished? Like, everybody, man, they seem to be, they're fighting hard, man. And you know what? And I've read a lot of flack about people calling Ben Askren boring, and they're calling him his fight this and that. Man, you're crazy, bro. Like, anybody who said that fight is boring and can't, if they can't mentally grasp the fact that, yeah, it might not be the most fun thing in the world to watch, but what he's doing is amazing. Like, no one can stop it. Like, nobody can stop, they can't stop Ben Askren from, like, doing what he wants to do. And that's beyond ridiculously impressive.
Well, I was surprised that his opponent, Amasu, was allowed to come out for the third round. He was all cut up and busted up. I mean, Ben gave him a on-the-ground beatdown. I mean, just a beatdown. And, of course, the doctor stopped the fight prior to round four. What about King Mo? Is King Mo the real deal, or is he all hype?
Nah, man, King Mo is how did he – you know what? That's the one fight I've been looking for from the left. He just fought. How did he win?
He won with a punch. It was a nice right hand. Right hand in the matters. He was boxing Premislaw Mazaya. Came in at 16-7, left at 16-8. And it was a 30-1 fight, according to various sports books across the country and around the world. It ended at 3-2, round number one, with like one punch, put him down, and that was it. I mean, that right hand was all a rope. But, you know, I just don't know if King Mo's a real deal. I think maybe he's being coddled.
Hey, man, King Mo's been around for a while, man. King Mo has walked through a lot of big names. I mean, he's the real deal as far as I know, in my opinion, man.
Okay.
I mean, I've moved around with him once. We were out in, what was it, California? I forgot what gym we were at, but I was at a gym, and I moved around with him once, showing him some low kicks and moving with the guy. He learned really fast. He's strong. He's beyond strong, and his wrestling is just ridiculous. And that's the thing. Like, when you're so good at wrestling, when you're such a good wrestler, you can pretty much feel free to almost do anything you want to, and it doesn't matter if it's sloppy or if it's not necessarily technically like perfect, because when you're that good of a wrestler, it doesn't matter. It's really hard to put yourself in a bad position.
Okay, let's go into some of the awards. According to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, of course, Dave Meltzer, I consider the most proficient writer, the most prolific writer in the history of the world of MMA, professional wrestling. He's done some boxing as well as far as coverage is concerned. But he's got Mixed Martial Arts, Most Valuable Fighter of the Year, Anderson Silva, John Jones, Ronda Rousey, Georgia St. Pierre, Chael Sonnen, I was a surprise, Benson Henderson, and Junior Dos Santos. I guess the only surprise to me there is Chael Sonnen.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, like, all that entire list is, that's a list of
pretty impressive names, but to put Chael Sonnen's name in that as being most impressive fighter of the year, I don't really see how that works.
Neither do I. I think you know what happened, don't you? This was voted on by fans and writers and things like that. I think that Chael got his. I think Chael polluted the ballot box.
He got in there and he thumbprint signed a majority of them.
Yeah, you know, like he signed.
You never know, man. Maybe he made a little phone call in his secret watch and somebody dropped in from the ceiling and took care of it.
I would think so. He's ranked number five out of seven. I just don't see it.
Number five. You know what? Okay, I get it. It's voted on by the fans.
Yes.
Now, there are still a lot of fans out there who don't necessarily follow the sport, but they hear about it. They know these names, but they don't necessarily follow the sport. And I think that with the way that Chael Sonnen has been lately, like mm-hmm. these last few months or this last year, you know, with the talking that he's been doing, all the things that he's been saying, I'd be willing to bet that all people have to do is hear one or two things that he said, and then they go, oh, that dude's the best in the world. They don't even know. You know, yeah. But they have no idea.
Yep.
But they say it.
Okay.
Oh, I do right now. He's the man. He'll kill it. He's going to kill everybody because he said he would.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, well, that's it. He said it, and you just believed him. People, yes. That's why.
Our guest is Pat Hyper Dieberry. That's his moniker there. Most Outstanding Fighter of the Year, Anderson Silva, came in number one with like 2,216 points. John Jones, number two. Ronda Rousey, number three. Johnny Hendricks, number four. And Benson Henderson, number five. Ronda Rousey, she's really getting a lot of major media play, man.
Yes, she is, man. She's a pretty face. She's got the she talks the talk, and she can walk the walk. So, yeah, her getting all the media attention that she's getting, I don't find that shocking at all. And she's going to be the main event on a UFC pay-per-view card. And it's going to be the first female fight in UFC ever. I think, she's getting all the publicity that I think that she's earned and deserves.
Okay, let me tell you that a guy named Victor Chinin, he was a world champion in boxing, 112 pounds, 118, 122. And I think he's flirting somewhere around for another championship, 126. He's an Armenian guy, and he works out with the Armenian judo team. In fact, he's got some judo training. So he was in a dojo in Southern California a few weeks ago, and he's boasted that no woman could ever take him down, no woman could ever make him submit, all that kind of good stuff. So he and Ronda got in the octagon. Guess what happened?
What happened?
He got thrown around he looked like a mop being thrown around on the floor, all over the place. I think she took him down with five or six straight throws, she put him down. Okay? So then they went to the ground and they were grappling, and she threw him in an armbar in about 35 seconds, and before he could even submit, his team had broke up the fight. But he talked all this smack, and the girl beat him down. That's embarrassing. You know, that's embarrassing.
At one point in time, but it's only embarrassing because he talked a lot of smack and got thrown out.
That's what I mean.
I mean, that's it. It's like the days of, oh, it's embarrassing because you got beat up by a girl. Like, I think those days are over with. I don't think those days really, like, count anymore. Not like they used to. You know, you remember back when we were growing up. Like, well, you got a girl beat you up, or you got pushed down, you got smoked, the girl ran. Yeah, if a girl was better than you at anything, like, back in our days, man, it was like, oh, no, that's the worst insult ever. Nowadays, if a girl beats you up, that's not really surprising anymore. Cause I'm sitting next to Rose right now, and she's the sweetest little 119-pound thing you ever saw ever. But, like, if I throw her at you, it's over with. You're a goner. You know what I mean? Like, she's, like, so that. But how do they still have guys nowadays that just say craziness? I mean, I never understood how any of that happened ever. Like, how do you just macho and tough off a, what, just assuming that I don't know what I'm doing? Like, how people still do that, I don't know.
Okay. MMA match of the year, Chan Sung Jung versus Dustin Poirier. That was number one. Benson Henderson and Frankie Edgar. Of course, they had a couple of fights. Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit. Speaking of Frankie Edgar, he will be on next week's show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Number three is Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit. Number four is Ronda Rousey and Maisha Tate. Maisha, what an armbar. Maisha Tate versus Julie Kedzie. That's number five. Number six is Joe Lauzon and Jamie Varner. Number 7 is Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen. That's the rematch. Number 8 was Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. That was a pretty good fight. I was there. That was in San Jose, California. John Fitch and Eric Silva and Frank Mir versus Antonio Nogueira. Any other matches stand out for you as match of the year or should have been match of the year, Pat Barry?
It should have been match of the year.
Yeah.
Any other fight, I don't know, man, because anything Ben Henderson, every time he steps in there, that's always awesome. Mm-hmm. I like the, you said that was Ben Henderson versus...
Frankie Edgar.
Frankie Edgar. I like the Ben Henderson and Nate Diaz fight.
Yeah, Nate Diaz didn't like it.
No, he did not. He did not like that fight. He did not like that fight even kind of, but I thought that fight was great.
Would you know, Nate Diaz is a guy that brings it all. He's tougher than concrete. Okay, as is his brother Nick. They're always in good cardio shape, but I think there's a little bit missing there as far as the his overall ability is concerned. I think he's a good fighter. I just don't think he has the potential to be a great fighter per se. Now the Hart legacy for you. Go on.
You know what? Both of those guys, they're always in shape. They're marathon, long distance marathon runners. They're both in shape. They're both phenomenal fighters. The weakness that they have is that they can't sprint. That's it. That's the only weakness that I think the Diaz brothers have is that they're just not. They can't sprint.
Hmm.
Like any sprinter can run distance, but not. Not all distance runners can run a 10-second 100-meters dash. Like it just if they have the ability to like downshift and like take off and sprint just a little bit, I think that they would be way more phenomenal than they already are. But the fact that like they can fight you anywhere and they can almost beat you anywhere as long as they're only walking toward you.
Okay, last question for Pat Barry.
Like a movie monster.
Okay, last question for heavyweight Pat Barry before I let him go. Can Rosie come on the show before our next fight?
Yes, you can do that.
All right. That sounds good, man. I want to wish you the best. I thank you so much for your time. You're a great guest, man. Pat Barry, what can I say? Would you know when you'll be fighting again? You figure like May or June, April maybe, or what?
My guess, May or June, that's my guess. I mean, it'll be sometime. I'll fight definitely once, twice, hopefully three times before the year's over with. I don't have any phone calls yet. About anything that's coming up, I mean, they always schedule their shows like 6-7 shows in advance. But I also said, if anybody happens to back out, keep my name on the top of the list. Like, I'm always ready to go.
My man, Pat Barry. Pat, I thank you so much, and I got the right email address, so I'll send it to you, okay?
Yeah, sorry about those missing letters, man.
That's my man, Pat Barry. Much respect, Pat. Talk to you soon. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Little Tower of Power is smooth here.
Never, never, never fall in love, because you can't fall up, you just fall down, and all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down. You just fall down, because you can't fall up, you just fall
down. Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecast for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier
an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with a Living Pure heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking to roll her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat. Was she holding her bicep? That's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze things!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Is that a bad sax solo or what? Next! UFC 156, Saturday, February 2nd. Wow, good card, Jose Aldo. Considered untouchable at 145-pound SC featherweight division, 21-1. Taking on Frankie Edgar. Aldo is the real deal. Edgar is a guy that held the lightweight championship until he ran into Benson Henderson and lost two consecutive fights to the current lightweight champion from Seattle, Washington. Edgar, he'll be on next week's show. I think he's a good fighter. I think Aldo's a great fighter. So there we have it. 21-1 is Aldo. 14-3 is Frankie Edgar. Two losses, as I said, at 155 pounds to Benson Henderson. No disgrace there. Rashad Evans, former light heavyweight champion, 22-2, one draw, taking on Antonio Nogueira. Man, Nog. 20-5, I think is his record now, 6'2". Evans at 5'11", both weighing 205 pounds. Got to go with Evans there. Nogueira's a good fighter, but, you know, Evans are trying to push him for one more title run. Alistair Overeem. That's right, the guy that used to be a Strikeforce champion. 6'5", 36-11, bad record, one draw. Taking on Antonio Giant Silva, 17-4. If Overeem's got anything outside of his use of the steroids, he's going to win this fight. Silva, not an upper echelon heavyweight. You know, I just don't think he is. He's a freak as well. 17-4 is Silva. Silva and Overeem, that's part of UFC 156. That is February 2nd. Live on pay-per-view. Before that, the FX card, Facebook as well. Check out ringtalk.com for a preview. Until then, much respect.